L.A. Corey, on June 15, the Willow Prairie Agricultural Society hosted the annual farm fair at the La Corey Fairgrounds. The Willow Prairie Ag Society states they've been connecting our local agricultural community since 1982, and the recent farm fair was successful in bringing the community together once again. I think this is the biggest event La Corey has ever had, says volunteer and organizer Clayton McKinnon. We got a lot of support from the halls nearby and from our sponsors to make it a reality. It wouldn't have been possible without all of them. I can't say enough about the way the community came out for it. There was so much support all around. Like, farm equipment that was out there was brought by Barry Kalinsky. He asked what we needed. The MD brought out the radar gun for the slap shot. One kid almost got 100 kilometers an hour, continues McKinnon. The farm fair included a rhubarb festival, a car show, kids' zone, artisan market, fur and flock market, equipment displays, live entertainment and open mic, and a quilt show. A raffle was held with major prizes including an ATV, a hot tub, and a robotic mower. The evening portion of the day included a beer garden and food trucks available. TVs donated by the Brick were brought in for an Oilers game watch party. Shelby Dutton entertained the crowd before local celebrity Clayton Bellamy performed a Little Rock concert to finish off the evening. McKinnon was brimming with enthusiasm as he spoke about the success of the event and the positive feedback from the community. Everyone came out, which is so nice to see. It was a chance for everyone to gather. People would say, "I saw neighbors I haven't seen in years," and that's the whole point. That's why we put this on. McKinnon adds, "We had 600 people last year and we wanted to double that number and go for 1,200, and I think through that gate for the entire day it was over 1,500 people. We blew past our number and ran out of wristbands. It was great, the community came out in an amazing way." The Rhubarb Festival included a rhubarb pie contest judged by Judy Cabay, Rhonda Kurek, and MD of Bonneville Town, Don Slipchuk. They took their deliberations very seriously. First place went to Stacy Lothian, second place went to Jessica Winchester, and third place went to Tracy Fesiak. After the contest, Marcel Silvestre of Panache Realty announced that his company had purchased all the pies, and that they would be served for free to everyone. "Prior to the quilt show we did a raffle, and it was for three quilts up at the front in memory of Suzanne Lines. She was a local quilter who passed away this past year. So, in honor of her, they put together this raffle. The local quilting ladies took her fabric and weaved them into their own quilt design. They all worked together with her original fabric," says McKinnon. Quilt show winners included Best in Show, going to Anna Schneider, Best Farm Theme, going to Mary Schneider, and People's Choice, was awarded to Irene Scharf. McKinnon spoke of the wonderful volunteer effort that made the day possible, and says they are always looking for more volunteers, especially as they plan to grow the event further. "Next year, we'd like to do a daytime beer garden, so the parents can sit in the garden and watch the kids play. We would love to get a Ferris wheel in one day," says McKinnon. "If we are successful and can make some profit, we do want to turn that money into a scholarship program for the local area in an agricultural focus. So that's what we're working towards."